News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, rapper Sean Combs, also known as P. Diddy, made his first appearance before a New York court yesterday in preparation for his trial on sex trafficking charges. And New York-based journalist Harriet Alexander was at the hearing. I spoke to Harriet just before we came on air and started by asking her to remind us what P. Diddy has been charged with.
He has been charged with racketeering and sex trafficking and prostitution across state lines. They are alleging that he hosted a series of parties with women and men who were drugged and forced to perform sex acts against their will. He has been in jail in New York since September the 16th.
And there really is a long list of complainants against them, isn't there? I heard one lawyer, I think based in Texas, saying he had over 100 clients on his books and 100 more waiting to be vetted.
Well, the deal with that is that a lot of those are people who have come forwards and they might not necessarily have their cases brought to trial for various reasons, for the fact of the statute of limitations, for the fact that the lawyers might decide that actually they aren't strong enough as cases, that the evidence isn't there and it's unlikely to secure a prosecution. So yes, the lawyer, Tony Busby, he's called, he's based in Houston, Texas. He says that he's had over 3,000 people get in touch with him. And of those 3,000, he said that there are 120 people who he believes have credible cases. So he's trying to do essentially a class action suit to bring them all together.
So bring us back to the hearing yesterday, Harriet. What happened in court?
Well, I think it's worth saying it was a bit of a circus outside of court. Diddy's 5 children turned up and his mother, Janice, she's 84. They did not speak outside court, but Janice was actually heckled by protesters who were waving placards and yelling at her and saying that her son was a sexual predator. Janice has spoken out to defend her son over the weekend, saying that he was subject to a public lynching. She said he was not a saint, but he deserved a fair trial, and she felt it was not a fair procedure at the moment. And then inside court, Diddy was brought in from the jail in Brooklyn. He was wearing a brown prison uniform. He hugged his lawyers and waved at his family. It was a fairly quick hearing, and they set a trial date for May the 5th. And actually, there wasn't an application for bail this time. They might yet do so again. His lawyers have argued consistently that he is no threat to the community. He is offering $48 million in bail money. That's principally his Florida mansion. But the prosecutors and certainly the judges so far have taken a dim view of this because they argue that he has in the past been guilty of witness tampering and intimidation of those who might testify against him.
Are there more wide-reaching implications from this? People have compared this a little bit to the Harvey Weinstein trial that blew the lid off maybe the film industry, and this is something similar for the music industry.
Well, there's been, it's fair to say, feverish coverage of this in the media here in New York because, of course, Diddy is one of the world's most influential music producers and he knows so many people. So there's an awful lot of speculation about who might be caught up with this. Certainly, Tony Busby has said that they want to try and also bring in people who knew about this and who essentially covered up for him. But as yet, it's all feverish speculation and there have been no names named. So, you know, people are saying there's going to be a lot of sleepless nights. But as of yet, it's just rumour and speculation.
What happens now? Does it all go quiet for a while or is there anything else that is imminently due?
Well, there's procedural matters. It turns out that they have a huge amount of evidence that they are still going through. They seized 96 different devices from his homes in Miami, in LA, in New York. And they are going through all of the contents of his phones, his laptops, all of his electronics. They haven't yet gone through it all. They said it was up to 1 terabyte of info. So they are going through what they have. The prosecutors then have to hand that over to Diddy's lawyers so that they can prepare a defence and get the case together. So it's a lot of procedural things.
Yeah.
The next hearing will be in December.
And just finally, many of his accusers say that he filmed these parties where people are alleging that they were coerced into sexual acts. They called them freak-offs. Is that part of this?
Yes, and that will certainly be part of the case. And that is what we understand to be some of the material that the prosecutors are going through to identify what their argument will be.
Harriet, thank you. That was Harriet Alexander there, New York-based journalist.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.